This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I don't know if you caught the Sunday morning talk shows this weekend, but there was a pretty good amount of talking about the fiscal cliff and how to fix it, including some reasonably high-profile Republicans talking about tax increases. President Obama has insisted that any deal to get us back off the edge of the cliff has to include higher taxes for the wealthy. $250,000 a year is where he's drawn that line. There is some buzz now about a deal between Democrats and the GOP at $1 million a year. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports on the financial calculus of all that and whether a million can make a difference.
The income levels we're talking about represent a rather small group of Americans. Just 2% make more than $250,000 a year. Howard Gleckman at the Tax Policy Center says raising the income bar to $1 million would have small impact overall.
You are capturing fewer people, and therefore you will generate less revenue. It's not huge amounts of less revenue, but you are going to capture less revenue.
He also points out that any large-scale budget deal will require much more than higher taxes on the super wealthy.
There just are not enough rich people to pay for the government that we say we want.
But in the discussion of how to define wealthy, the numbers are only part of the story. Tax consultant Clint Stretch says there's a factor that may offset the problem of lost money from lower taxes.
You end up with not raising the kind of revenue that the president might want for deficit reduction purposes, but the politics are much better.
And the politics are key, since Washington is charged with inventing a solution. Moving up the income threshold might be the move that averts the fiscal cliff and buys time for a larger and longer-term budget deal. Thomas Cook is a professor at Georgetown's Business School.
There does appear to be some bipartisan support for the concept that taxes will have to rise for some taxpayers.
But taxing the rich is only a small part of a budget solution. There will be other tough choices, including serious spending cuts to programs both parties love. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.